get high on whatever you can to try to stay sane through this. You are using lots of medical morphine and medical marijuana, drinking yourself sick every night. It's taking its toll, but hey, it's getting you through it. I'm gonna go black market because I'm not getting enough dope.
Okay.
You know, the war is rough. All that shit's not enough. You navigate the black market, always searching for enough booze and dope to keep you from losing your mind. But you're only able to get small amounts of either at a time. And there's always a near threat of running out of food supplies. And you know you're going straight into raving madness as soon as you do. Stay high, keep operating, waiting for the day you can leave here. You're starting to kill patients with your drugged up sloppiness. You're confined to your tent awaiting court martial. You take all the morphine tabs you have stashed in your tent, and it's a fatal overdose. The end, but this end is a afterlife ending. When you die, your soul screams and heats up like a supernova. Your traumatized spirit spins in a maelstrom of confusion. You no longer have a body, but you still have a strong body image that twists and warps, turns inside out. You spin on a great treadmill. Pressure breaks and cuts your body image. The pain is lucid, very real. Your soul churns like this for 1,000 years before it slowly relaxes into a calm darkness. Famous bead of red within it, dormant for 1 billion years, becomes. Then you finally twitch and rise again to a new life. Like it or not, here's your new life. Raised in an OFTL controlled area, this is bad. You have never taken any drugs other than some codeine you broke your leg in teenage motorcycle wreck. These ugly, mean people surround you, but they are not your people. Your people are the ones they put down, the ones they killed off.